Today I have enchiladas with rice and beans, but it's vegan, 100% vegan.
It's called a pasty. It's a crust with meat, potatoes, carrots, and onion.
It's Iranian samosas, and the other one is kotlet.
We call the pastelis.
We have rice noodles, the egg roll with a mango float,
Greek yogurt, honey, and walnuts, which is a real traditional Greek dessert.
I had a Creole gumbo with shrimp, chicken, and andouille sausage, and I also made a shrimp etouffee, which is gone.
As went most of the delicious home-cooked items at the Taste of Bethel Ethnic Food Festival, selling out to the tune of over $4,000, profits of which went directly back to the home chefs. Event organizer Renee Athanas decided to take advantage of Bethel's diverse community and build an event to celebrate that through food.
I am blown away by how successful this is. I mean, this is way more people than I thought we were going to get. So I'm thrilled. I can tell it's going to be an annual event.
Akram Didodi is from Iran and moved to Bethel back in 2005 as a newlywed. She currently teaches preschool for the Lower Kuskokwim School District. Her samosas and kotlets go quickly.
I think it's really nice that we have this event. Bethel is really diverse. Alaska is a very diverse place. And it's really good everybody get together, know each other better, and enjoy our food.
In the difficult times facing the nation with acts of racism and violence, State Representative Zach Fansler says Bethel is doing what it does best by holding an event like this.
It's important to spread those messages of acceptance and of love and of working together as a collective throughout the state. Goodness knows we can certainly do more of that on a state level and certainly on a national level.
For KYUK News, I'm Christine Trudeau.